Arizona has joined a multi-state program known as the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC. Nearly half the states are now taking part in the system, whose goal is to make voting rolls in participating states more accurate by checking against data like postal addresses, death records, and motor vehicle registration, among other things. Arizona's counties pay a one-time fee of $25,000 and then an annual fee, but that drops as more states join. With me to talk about this is Arizona Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. Madam Secretary, what to you is the benefit to Arizona and Arizona voters of the state being a part of this?
Well, we are so excited to be a part of ERIC. This was something that we've been looking at for a couple of years, but of course, it's not free. It costs money, and we were able to get a grant to cover part of the cost. But what this is going to do is allow our county recorders to keep their lists cleaner, to keep the voting rolls more updated. For instance, if you move to another state and you register to vote there, that's great that you're registering to vote there, but it doesn't automatically cancel the voter registration that you already have in Arizona. Same goes, vice versa. If somebody is moving to Arizona and registers here, it doesn't automatically just cancel out in the state that they came from. So we've got a lot of people around the country that are on the rolls multiple times. Now, they haven't done anything wrong. They're not voting in several states. But those lists need to be continually cleaned. And so what ERIC does is it is a program that allows states to bounce their information off each other and to find where there is hard matches of folks where one needs to be updated from one state to another.
I think for some people anyway, when they hear about cleaning up voter rolls, it makes them a little nervous, a little anxious that maybe people who shouldn't be removed from rolls or the actions that shouldn't be taken are, and people who are eligible to vote in a certain location for whatever administrative reason are not able to vote when it actually comes time for Election Day. Are you satisfied that those kinds of things will not be happening with this program?
Oh, yes. And that's a very important point to bring up. We know that that can be troubling to some folks. It's troubling to us as well because we never want that to happen. But nothing is automatic. So when they find a match, if they were to find a match and find that, perhaps someone's registered in another state as well, they reach out to the voter. So nothing has changed just automatically by some computer in the sky. All it does is alert an individual state that this is something that they may want to check into.
And are you also confident that there are enough security steps in place here so that voter information doesn't end up in the wrong hands or that, that a breach is less likely than maybe it is likely?
Very, very important to us, the cybersecurity aspect. We think about that constantly. And that's one of the things we like about this program is the data, when it is sent to another state, it's not actually being sent to that state and then retained. First of all, it's encrypted, and it's being, if I could use the word, bounced back to see if there's any hits or any pings of data that is similar. So what we really like about the ERIC program is that the data isn't being sent out as an entire data set with, name and information and everything readily able to be accessed. It's encrypted first, and it's bounced, if we like to use that term, against the other states have.
Does Arizona's entrance into this program in any way affect your thought process as far as whether you intend to send information to President Trump's Voter Fraud Commission?
Well, we've been pretty clear since day one, and our opinion, my opinion, has not changed. They don't get anything out of a state sending their entire voter rolls to one location. It's against Arizona law to send the identifying information of a voter. So it's against the law for us to send dates of birth, mother's maiden name, social security numbers, etc. So if we were going to send something, all we could send would be their name and their party affiliation. Well, I can guarantee you that there's another Michelle Reagan in another state, spelled just like me, that's also a voter. And you can't tell the difference between the two of us without that identifying information. So no disrespect to what that commission's trying to do, but there are a number of secretaries of state, myself included, who don't think that sending information or is going to have any benefit to either them, certainly not to our voters. I will kind of, I like to phrase it like this. I felt like the world had spun upside down on its axis when you have people advocating for their information to be sent to a federal government database. I mean, isn't that one of the things that we're kind of always leery of? We know that the federal government already knows so much about us. I found it interesting, is a good word to use, that people actually wanted me to take all this information and send it to a big database where we couldn't even guarantee its security. So we did not cede to that request, and I have no plans to change my mind on that. I think it's kind of a moot point now, by the way, in the sense that several states, Republican states, have sued over this and